Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Shout out to the youngest in charge, Toby Altizer. I mean, they're doing the job of the junks. One man, single lack. Hercules, dude. That was, he was balling out. And especially when you're a seam head, and that's what Toby is. I mean, the guy loves America's game to the tilt. Like Grant on the podcast, the brother loves the seam. And when you got an 11-game losing streak. I mean, I know I feel just like the pressure. And Bennett, as we lead in today to the Nats game, 11-game losing streak. Are you kidding me?
It's bad, Doug.
And that's the intro? It's bad. No, but again, nobody wants that. And especially, I love it. I grew up, it's my number one sport, my passion, baseball. Love it, because in my age, to you youngsters, I'm like Neanderthal. Because in the 60s, baseball, again, was America's sport, number one sport. So Little League, to me, I mean, it's everything. Baseball. 11-game losing streak. And having been something to think of, what's the connection? Well, I've been on a 5-game losing streak. With a Hall of Fame coach, Joe Jackson Gibbs. And having to deal with that is unbelievable. Because when the people care around you, like people care about baseball, but it's a big thing. And everyone understood you're in the middle of a change, a cycle, a rebuild, if you will. But you got some 3 or 4 budding stars. I mean, Ben, what was just 2 weeks ago, we were chatting about the All-Star game. And talking about having 2 or 3 participants, right?
That's, I think fans still are talking a little bit about it, considering.
Well, a little bit. But, go back a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
When we first hooked up, we were talking about a little puff in our chests. Wood, yeah, boy, going long ball, shortstop, pitching. We weren't making it up. I mean, we weren't Cowboy fan. We weren't delusional. And all of a sudden, we're going, and I check it out. I'm looking, because I don't want to, you don't want to be on and you're talking about a losing streak. But yet, when somebody else is losing or going through it, you don't care. And you know when the walls are starting to close in on you, is when you lose to the worst team. So how do you explain that? And I heard Rizzo on with the Junkies. Great interview. I mean, great job. The guys, I mean, they get the head coaches, and they do a great job with it because it's real. And Rizzo's got to do what he got to do. He's got to play. But you look at it and you go, it comes about, the people talk about development. The thing that I, to this day, am most impressed with Joe Jackson Gibbs is that while we were losing, he never had any drastic change. Didn't come in, wasn't yelling at people, wasn't cursing people out, didn't. So that told me he was strong in his conviction about the plan, which is important. So when you look at now at the Nats and you say, you see, Cruz was injured. You talk about development. Are they injured? Is it a lack of talent? Fundamentally, the defense, you could tighten up. I think that's fair. Early on, to the naked eye? I mean, you don't have to be a seam head to be all into this, but you could say the pen was terrible. Bullpen really didn't come through. Then who are you best? So, because you remember the glory days when they were rolling the championship, blah, 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 and you had guns, you had talent, you had power pitchers, power hitters, it all stars. But now you feel it. We're close. And this, today, following this broadcast, this abbreviated broadcast, be mentioned Finley on Juneteenth. We sit here and we got a serious situation because I don't think there's no quick solution. This is not quick. We see it all around. It's not just one person. You got to believe in a core value system in the development of your entire system. And that's going to be a really big issue with it. My gut is that when people, when you don't get results, are they not listening? Or are not you giving the right instructions? It's got to be one or the other. Sometimes I think we blame coaches too much. Sometimes, and I guess when Davey came out, and we don't know if that was intentional or not, saying that it's not the player, not the coach. What's right? What are you going to accept as a fan base? What do we accept? I'd love to get just a quick feel from what do we accept. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. If you care, don't call me if you're bored. Call me only if you care, because it does matter. Because like I said, I just want to win at everything. I want all of our teams to be good. Why not? You see the Mystics? I'm encouraged. Why? Youth, athleticism. I mean, you can just tell. There's a click about it. It feels right. Les Boulets, we're waiting. We're hoping. We're in hope mode again in that. But I think it's encouraging, the pieces. But then when you watch OKC in Indiana, you watch it now, you go, you look at their team, then you look at our team. Bennett, do you see anything that's similar? Any pieces match?
Between which two teams?
Between you see OKC. When you see the good teams in the NBA and what we have, does it anything, any pieces match? Anything look similar?
Something similar with the Thunder was, the Thunder were, rebuilding.
Okay.
At one point. Similar to what the Nats are doing now, except...
Nats or Wizards, I'm just saying. Stuff has got to make sense. Otherwise, we're just, as they used to say, TTing in the wind. Don't fake yourself out. You got to have the right... It's like the Caps. We're disappointed at the end, but the whole process, Carbs is the right guy. The system's headed in the right direction. Yeah, disappointing, but when you look at the Panthers in Florida, I mean, it's a chainsaw. I mean, it's just vicious. And they make changes, you know, so you got to have that eye. Or are you just bowing down? Are you just buying in? Or can you, are you that kind of fan? And you could just be wagering on this and not give a damn. You're just lucky. You make money, and I ain't mad at you. All I'm saying, Wayne out in Bowie, you tell me, man, what do you see?
Well, what I see is actually a team in a slump. I've been following you, Doc, since you sat with George Michael, and thanks for having me on. And you and I have talked over the years, but I want to bring out something nobody talks about, and I will relate that to another situation. When Tony Dungy got fired in Tampa, John Gruden came in and won the Super Bowl. When Dusty Baker won 90-some games 2 years in a row, they fired him because he didn't take them to the World Series. Yeah. Well, the daggone owners need to either shape up or ship out because they're not spending no money. And I just think as fans, when they pay all this money to park, to eat, and to even come there, how they get their Uber or either Metro or even drive, it's not fair to the fans. So, Doc, I enjoy your show. I did my take. You have a good one.
Well, hey, you know what, Wayne? I appreciate you, brother. You brought it strong to the mic. See, this is what I'm talking about. Everybody, and look, I'm not telling a man or a woman, the owner, how to spend their money. That's your money, your cash, you do you. I got a little beat in my step because I grew up Dodger blue guy, purple and gold guy, and they sold the majority of the Lakers. I am so thrilled because I think it's a nightmare when a program that you care about and you hope that is successful is run like the Beverly Hillbillies. I mean, we don't have to be on the inside to know things aren't right. I mean, as fans, sometimes we get it right. We don't know all the intricacies, but like Wayne just articulated, we're not crazy. You know, we do have a feel for this. You can hear it in Wayne's voice. How long do you think he's been playing this game and watching this game? And just because you're good at earning and making money and you're successful as a business person don't mean a damn thing about your ability to understand competitive athletics. It just doesn't. And shout out to the rooster, Cock-a-doodle-doo, because I know he's in traveling, but his encouragement and selling the game of hockey and watching Edmonton and Florida. I mean, you don't have to be a puckhead. It's, are you a competitor? Because if you're a competitor and you're in the team building, you have just got to admire what's going on down in Florida. I mean, I feel bad. That I'm going, we're talking about a minute. What do you determine as a dynasty? Think about that. That's all I'm thinking. I just hold that thought in your mind and go, are you really aware of what the hell is going on down there with the Florida Panthers? You don't have to be into hockey or into this or that to realize how hard it is to win at anything. We know that. We know the garbage we had to deal with here. I mean, I know I shouldn't feel this way for my friends, but I love Big Tony, still a fan, and I'm wishing for him. I just want him to experience a little bit of what we had to, and I say we, those of us that bleed burgundy and gold. And I know I shouldn't feel that way because I do, really, the brother, I love him to death. But he talks so much trash, and I believe that they're headed to where we are headed in the opposite direction. I maybe Bennett, Should I not feel that way? Am I a bad person because I am hoping that Big Tony and the Steelers have to go through at least a decade of what we had to go through for two? Does that make me a bad guy?
Not at all.
But I feel like they're doing what we used to do. The plan just doesn't feel right. Winning, whereas you saw what happened here last year, it felt right. And now the big question that we'll get to after we take this first break is what's next? Because what the beauty of sports is sustained success. Not just getting, and they weren't lucky last year. You can't be lucky for that long. You might be lucky for a week. Washington was damn good. They got a little something going with them right now. And that little something is what I want to focus on. Because now all the guns, all the focus, everything is coming at you. Question is, will you be ready? We'll be right back.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back, DOC. Bennett in for B. Mitch and Finley, Juneteenth, brothers out. Toby Altizer, he was in for the Junkies, and the boy was throwing, he was in the gun about 102. He was throwing high heat. We appreciate you joining us here, courtesy of the MGM National Listener Line. And a good friend on the line, always good to hear your voice. Baugh, welcome home, K9.
What's going on, big man?
Hey, man, it's all good, man. Good to be in the mix.
My brother, good to hear you, man, on this Juneteenth. Happy Juneteenth, my brother. Just listen
yes,
to
indeed.
Travis Smiley. He get me wired up. God is good.
All the time.
My brother, let me get to the business. Now, I got a little list. You know me. I miss you so. First of all, I always thank you. Because, man, when you're on a platform, everybody is welcome. That's the K-9 style. Like
Absolutely.
I say, like I tweet, you're the head coach. Yeah, head coach of the K-9, Doc Walker, my brother. Bro, I'm going to get on it. Let me start by this, going back to the Davey. Because the Davey issue, me, I honestly, I'm disappointed. Because I listen to the radio, you know, every day. I'm Ubering and all of that. Man, when I see the city, all these people going, even the journalists, you know, I ain't going to call no name, but everybody asking for Davey to be fired. How about we fire the ownership? This go around the league. We got Harper. We got Sato. I can't even count how many stars we made in this town. The only reason is the people don't want to pay. So we ain't going to win. So don't blame Davey. Because without Davey, I don't think we're going to get a World Series here. Davey managed that team. But when you give a bunch of kids and no free agent and you want the guy to win, man, y'all got to chill out. You know what I'm saying? Davey is not the issue. Ownership is the issue. And big up to the Lakers. I'm going to holler at you, my brother.
My man, I appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
Nothing better to be said about that. 1-800-636-1067. Everybody knows that Davey can code. He can manage. But the question is right now, it is not one person's responsibility. It's a title, but we want to get results, and we got to figure out how to get it. And so that's why this makes this so complicated. But somebody's got to fix it. That's pro sports. You don't just get to point at a problem. You got to correct the problem. And unfortunately, ownership is the hardest part to change. Don't kid yourself. We know that all too well. Almost, 27 years of it? We go to break on this one. When we come back, jump in. 1-800-636-1067. Because it's about winning. Are we going in the right direction? How do we fix things? And don't hold back. Let yourself go. Back in a moment.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back. B. Mitch and Finley Show. DOC, Bennett, we holding it down on the Juneteenth. Here in the nation's capital, 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, dual simulcast. Getting it done for you. The MGM National Listener lines are lit. And what do we have before us? Well, we got a Game 6. And more importantly, here on the home base, the Nationals, 11 straight losses. And that's got to end. And we need it to end today following this broadcast. So that's what the emphasis is. We don't want to be the talk of the town, the talk of the country, going in the wrong direction. And it can happen to anybody. As I opened up about my 5-game losing streak here in this town with the Burgundy and Gold. Hey, man, it's terrible. Doesn't matter how much you make when it's not going your way. I mean, how close have they been in the ninth inning? If things going well, ace on the hill, don't matter. Sometimes things are just going in the wrong direction, and you got to stop it. You need somebody to turn that tide that can just change it. And it's a lot of times it's mental. People don't like to accept it, but a lot of times it is. Carlos out in Maryland, welcome to the broadcast.
Hello, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm only 16 years old, but I think I know enough about baseball to know what's going on with the Nationals. What they need right now isn't the players' fault. What needs to be changed currently is the voice, as you were saying, in the clubhouse. Mm-hmm. Obviously, with this young wave coming in, Davey and his old tricks that he used to win the World Series, while it was a very respectable and winnable World Series, is mm-hmm. obviously not working with this new wave of young youth of greatness. You know, they need a voice that can relish with not only themselves, but can meet their play style and their metrics. Because right now, what they need is not just the money to be spent. They need a voice to be heard, and they need a true captain to help lead them back to the World Series and bring them back the glory they had once before.
I appreciate your maturity. 16. Bennett, are you listening?
Yes.
We got a young man here with focus. I couldn't have pulled this call off at 16. And I'm proud of you. You a baller? What position do you play?
I usually try the outfield. Sometimes I can move to shortstop.
Okay. Well, good deal. Well, whatever you aspire to do, young man, keep doing it because I like the sound of it. And I think you're right. I'm not blaming anybody. It's too late to blame. Hell, we're in the middle of an 11-game losing streak, and we've been the second or third year going in the wrong direction. We know what the circumstances are. Everybody would like people to spend money. Everybody wants to spend your money. We all want somebody to put us on a buying spree when it's not our money. I don't spend other people's money. I don't do that. Because the money, to me, doesn't have a damn thing to do with fielding. It doesn't have a damn thing to do with understanding how to hit behind runners, how to do the basics of baseball. That's systematic. Now all this pitching, they got all these different... Look, the analytics, it works. It does make sense. Of all the sports, baseball, yeah, I get it. But at this point right now, that's you checking your own backyard. making sure it's right. This is not something that just happened last week. We were just praising their aggressiveness on the base pass. I like it, but it may get picked off a lot. Sometimes we got to make sure we know who we're giving a green light to, if you feel me. And I don't want to pour on out of this bad. Everybody, oh, they're losing. Yeah, we get all that. But the question is, what is the solution to it? And some people are going to say ownership. I get that. To me, everything should start at the top. I hear a lot, Davey taking a lot of hits and people coming at him. Well, that's what he signed up for. A leader is not afraid during this moment. I need to see and hear more from him right now. Yeah, that's my thing. Jimbo, out of Maryland, welcome home.
Doc, how are you?
Hey, Jim, man, I'm good, man. I'm good. I wish we weren't 11-game losing streak. I take it personal, and I want it to change because it affects my environment. I'm on the microphone, man. I want my vibe to be going well. I need winning. I've suffered through 20 years of these knuckleheads ruining my favorite passion, and now we've got a clean flow. We got air moving in the right direction, and I want that for all of us.
I agree. I was too depressed to call in about the Nats. So I was going to ask you a question. Out at the park, if you were out at the park, Ashburn, or what are you hearing about Deebo Samuel?
No, I saw some film of him, you know, running routes, and he's thick. Deebo is a Pro Bowl player. He's been in Super Bowls. I wouldn't give a damn if he was out playing catch at the park right now. I'll deal with Deebo in September and August, September, when the season comes on. I've seen Deebo in Super Bowls. I'm not concerned about Deebo. You know what I'm concerned about? The guys backing him up. I'm not concerned about Terry right now. I know what Terry's going to do. I trust Terry. What I don't know is about the guys behind Terry. Because even if Terry's in there, if Deebo's there, if they turn an ankle, then what? The offseason, I'm not trying to change how you think. But you'll never change how I think. Offseason is I'm preparing for depth. It's like being in Alaska and it's in the summer. What they're looking for, that caribou. They're trying to load up the freezer for the winter. So I'm trying to develop my backups. I need to know what kind of depth I've got. They're out there in shorts. Yeah, it matters. But my backups... What the hell am I doing looking at an All-Pro or Super Bowl guy in June? If he's not ready in August, September, I would cut him. But I know he'll be there. What I don't know is about these young bucks I just brought in. And I like the fact that they've got to get in the meeting, that they got to take first or second team reps. I think that's the way it ought to be. I really do. But that's just me. I don't want to confuse you. We know this. You go as far as your depth will carry you, period.
Yeah, true. Can I ask you one other question off the mark? And that is, I believe you're out of North Carolina. You went to
I was born in Cherry Point, North Carolina.
Well, there you go.
Marine. My father was Marine. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, you went to UCLA. Yep. UCLA is now in the Big Ten. I wonder what you think about that. I ask you because I'm an SMU alum and having a little bit of trouble with them in the Atlantic Coast Conference. Didn't know the Atlantic Ocean was that far west.
call me weird. I don't get into that. I'm just like, I just wish and hope that the university makes the same commitment that it makes for every sport. I just want us to get the right people in to win. I hate the fact that it's not the number one thing on their agenda. That's just personally me. Doesn't mean I'm right. But I just, because of what we did there and won a Rose Bowl, beat Ohio State, did all that, I expect everybody should be able to do it. But that's just not the way it goes. Everybody's not going to win. That's the way it goes. It's the secret sauce. You got to have the right people. When I look back around again, who's our coach? Dick Vermeil. Well, he's special. You don't just win with every Tom, Dick, or Harry that rolls around. You have to be around people that are anointed. They got to bring something out of the group. That's why I've won on every level. Every level. I've been very blessed to be around outstanding leaders. Yeah, that's why I talk winning. I don't talk about all the other stuff. That's for other people that have never really won and never will. And that's not their priority. That's my only priority. So somebody's got to try to tell you what's real. And how can you talk about it if you've not lived it? You can say you dreamt, you had a dream. That's cool. And if you're good with that, ride it. I'm not changing anybody's thought pattern. I'm just telling you, you take directions from a blind man, then be my guest. Be my guest. Appreciate the phone call.
Thank all right. You.
Bonesy. God bless you. Bonesy. My man, K-9.
Good morning, Doc. Good morning to my main man, Rick Doc Walker. Hey, Doc, man, I feel about this the Nats situation the same as you, you know, because I have a passion for baseball, too, because I came up in the era, you know what I'm saying, with the Washington Senators. I used to go watch them play. I remember the players, man, you know. Baseball, you know, in this town is not, you know, as attentive to like it was when I was coming up 12 and under, 13 and 15, 16 and 18, you know, when we played actual hardball, you know. So I just have a straight up passion for the game. And
it's a great
I'm
game.
Trying to figure out, you know, I need to know, do the players that we have on the roster, do they have the same passion as I have, right? Because it appears to me that, you know, they just falling off on trying to play, you know, fundamental baseball. You know what I mean? You know, because you have to play fundamental baseball in order to, you know, to get past, you know, little small stuff and start winning. I mean, you mean to tell me that the Colorado Rockies that came in here and won 3 straight games? And they're the worst team in the Major League Baseball this year?
You know what?
Year?
But that's the thing that hurt the most. You can lose. You can lose. I mean, you know, you lose to Boston. You lose. I get that. But that we was just mocking the worst team. People were doing the over and unders, and all the wagers were taking a long shot, going after taking. And we lose to them.
We lose to the Rockies like, oh, 3 man. Games straight.
I know. Why you have to bring that up?
I'm questioning the passion of the players right now. You know, I want to know do the players have the passion to play this game? Oh man, Doc, thanks for taking my call, man.
I appreciate
love you, man.
No, don't give up on them. No, we don't never give up on them. We don't. No. I mean, again, we rode this train with the Burgundy and Gold for what 24, 25 years of horror. It was a horror show. And this is a temporary bump in the road, as I see it. Appreciate y'all lighting it up on the MGM National Listener Line. But I love the fact that you care. There are markets that if you didn't care, we wouldn't be in business. Well, with wagering, we can always be in business. That's the beauty about it. Hey, I ain't mad at it. Revenue builder. I ain't mad at all because some of the products are so pathetic that why else would you be engaged if you couldn't make some money off of it? I understand it. It makes sense. But the gladiators in there, it's live or die. I mean, it's fight or die. And I guarantee you those guys, I don't care how much money you make, it affects you. It affects you. I tell you, 5-game losing streak. We had malls back in the day. Bennett, you don't remember what a mall. Have you ever been to a mall?
I have been to a mall.
Okay. I have to be very careful what I say during these times because times have changed so much. I'm old-fashioned. I'm saying things that don't even exist anymore. But we wouldn't even go. You wouldn't even go. You didn't want to be seen. That's when you care. When you think about the horror that we endured for damn near 25 years, and these dudes were so crazy, they rode around in convertibles. That's when I knew these dudes were stone fools, because they should have been in station wagons trying not to be discovered in public. But hey, you know, it's all good. We got a great fan base here, and people do care. I don't hire, I don't fire, but at some point, the players to me have the ultimate responsibility, because they're on the field. You've been playing this game since you've been a kid. And so at this point, are we really going after a grown-ass man has got to get you focused in to field a ball, to catch a ball, to back up somebody? Are you serious? But again, that's your choice, your option. Blame, you can play the blame game. A lot of folks in the blame game. I'm like, we got to raise the stakes, folks. We got to raise, it should be an honor to be in any position in a game. And if you don't respect that honor, your behind should be removed. Next. Doesn't mean it's going to be better, but how much can you take of something that's clearly not working? That's what you got to say to yourself. Game six. Want to know what game six means? Halliburton, everybody talking about, is he going to play, do a walkthrough? Ain't nobody concerned about somebody wounded. What the hell think effectiveness are you think he's going to have? If he was healthy, he had minimal success against them. You think he's going to be limping around there and be a factor against OKC? Oh, really? I don't think so. Back after the break, and let's prove me wrong. 1-800-636-1067. I think you're being played.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.